Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Today we embark on the final verse of Genesis chapter 2 and our series, God and Man and Woman. This is Genesis 2, verse 25, "And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." And I will begin to teach this in just a moment. But first, if you have been with us, then you know we have invested a lot of time in the previous verse, verse 24. To be exact, we had 38 episodes in Genesis 2, verse 24. And the reason is that verse dealt with marriage from God's perspective. We talked about how God defines marriage as being one man, as one flesh, with one woman for one lifetime. But because our culture no longer accepts God's design for marriage, we need to spend 38 episodes of God Is dealing biblically with marriages that are not one flesh and are not one lifetime marriages. So we talked about realities like divorce and remarriage. Let's say that you are new to God Is, or you missed a few episodes along the way. Well, you can go to my website and listen to what we talked about in Genesis 2, verse 24, very easily. Simply punch into your web browser, www.godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. And in the center of the homepage, you will see free podcasts with the title God and Man and Woman, Genesis 2:24, and then parts 1 through 38. That is 38 individual podcasts on just one verse of the Bible. Is that worth your time? Well, I think so, assuming you have the desire to know the mind and heart of God when it comes to marriage. Godisministry.org. If you have any questions about this, just email me today, mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K. So mark@godisministry.org. And now, as we come to verse 25 of Genesis 2, let's see how this verse is connected to both the verse that comes before it, verse 24 of Genesis 2, and the verse that comes after it in our Bibles, verse 1 of Genesis chapter 3. I want to make some connections for you between Genesis 2 and 3 using this verse, "And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." What this verse does is to provide us with a simple fact, "And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." This is not hard to understand. There stands Adam wearing no clothing. He is naked and he is not ashamed about it. And there stands Eve, wearing no clothing. She is naked, and she's not ashamed about it either. Remember where the man and the woman are. They are in the garden in Eden, in which there is no sin. So being naked and experiencing no shame is a sign of sinlessness. They had no reason to be ashamed. We feel shame because we live in sin, but where there was no sin, the garden, there is no shame. Adam looks upon the nakedness of his beautiful wife, and she feels no shame. Eve looks upon the handsomeness of her husband, and he feels no shame. As Derek Kidner says, there is a perfect ease between them. There is a perfect ease between them. Or as Robert Harbash writes, quote, "In their intelligent, sinless state, they experience no more shame at the sight of their organs of sex than we do at the sight of one another's organs of hearing and sight," unquote. I like that. Adam and Eve look at each other totally nude and feel no shame, just like we look at each other's ears and eyes and feel no shame. But the contrary is true for us. We cannot look at one another totally naked, head to toe in the nude, without feeling a sense of shame. Some of you even feel shame just listening to me say these words. Even when we stand in the privacy of our home in front of the mirror and take a good look at our body, we feel ashamed. Try this tonight. Go home, take off every speck of clothing, and stand and look at yourself in the mirror for a few minutes. See how you feel about that. Even when we undress and get dressed in front of our spouse, we often do so in the bathroom and away from their prying eyes. Why is that? And do not let the athletes and the fit and the bodybuilders fool you. Even they see something that shames them. That's why they keep pushing harder and harder to turn what fat they do have into more muscle. They compare themselves to others and think they have more to do to their body in order to shed their shame. And why is that? In our nakedness, we feel this sense of shame. Animals do not. They parade around all day stark naked. And when we look at them, we do not feel shame. Do you turn beet red and shy away when your pet dog Dudley or your pet cat Smudge comes jumping up onto your lap on the couch? I doubt it. Yet when we catch a glimpse of another naked human, we tend to look away. In person, we do. I understand many people are watching films, the TV and the phone, computer, tablet, whatever, with the express purpose of seeing nudity. But even then, later, there is a sense of shame that overcomes the viewer. Or if you surprise someone watching nudity, they will feel ashamed. Why? Well, the answer is forthcoming in Genesis chapter 3. As we will see, sin introduces shame. Where there was no sin, there was no shame. But where there is sin, there is shame. I remember when my nieces were young and one of them just loved to strip off all her clothes in the summer heat and go streaking across the backyard through the grass. She called it going nudie. We would have the grill going in a real party atmosphere as adults chatted around the table and sipped lemonade. Some of the older kids were playing ball. We, of course, were all dressed. But then, racing out of the living room and down the stairs and across the yard, she came running with not a stitch of clothing on. "Nudie!" my niece screamed. And she was not old enough yet to have a sense of shame. But now, at age 10, oh, let me tell you, she would not be caught dead going nudie. In fact, she would be ashamed of me even telling you this story. Why? Because now my niece is old enough to feel shame, to be ashamed at others seeing her nakedness. When we are naked, we feel ashamed. But Genesis 2:25 says, "The man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." What this verse does is to provide us with a simple fact. There stands Adam wearing no clothing. He is naked and he's not ashamed about it. And there stands Eve wearing no clothing. She is naked and she's not ashamed about it either. Adam and Eve have no reason to be ashamed. So we could just take this as a simple statement of fact and conclude our series in this chapter. There. Done. I can even sign off a little early today, right? I could, but I will not. The Bible is too rich and deep and wide in content to just leave off here. I want to show you how the writer of Genesis, who I believe was Moses, does something brilliant here. God inspires Moses to write Genesis in such a way that we are compelled to notice the detail. This verse really belongs to the beginning of the next chapter, Genesis 3. So we shall treat it as the passageway we walk through to get from one chapter to the next. The Bible includes this short passageway that connects or links Genesis 2:24 to Genesis 3:1. Moses uses verse 25 as a way to draw the reader deeper into the story, and the events of Genesis 3 will explain why this simple statement of fact, "And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed," is put here. let's look more closely at the links between Genesis 2, verse 25, and Genesis chapter 3. Using a play on words in the Hebrew language, Moses connects the innocence of nakedness in Genesis 2:25 with the craftiness of the serpent that we meet in Genesis 3:1. When I show you what Moses does, you will see that Genesis 2:25 is a simple statement of fact with a great purpose. It is designed to help the reader anticipate what is coming in Genesis 3. And if you know anything at all about Genesis, then you know the third chapter introduces sin. Well, our verse focused on Adam and Eve quickly contrasts with Genesis 3:1, which is focused on the serpent. So let me read for us Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And the serpent said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" Let me see if you would be willing to do the following before we meet again tomorrow. Sometime today or tonight, this will not take long, get out your Bible and in Genesis 2:25, highlight the word naked. Genesis 2:25, and the man and his wife were both naked. Highlight the word naked or whatever word is closest to it in your translation of the Bible. Then, in Genesis 3, verse 1, highlight the word crafty. Genesis 3:1, now the serpent was more crafty. Highlight the word crafty or whatever word is closest to it in your translation of the Bible. Do this so that when you come back tomorrow, you will be ready to follow me along as we see the play on Hebrew words that Moses makes. In Hebrew, the word for naked and the word for crafty are closely associated. We'll make the connection and then apply it to our lives. Join me then for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.